think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery, U.S. Navy retired, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, Hawaii, the Marshall Islands, the Federated States of Micronesia, Palau, right to the Philippines. That's east-west. That is the route that we need to secure in the event of an attack on Taiwan, which would involve the Philippines and Japan right away. Is it secure, Mark, to your measure?
You know, John, thank you for having me. This is a great point. The our logistics lines from the United States West Coast to Asia are 8,000 miles long. Now, look, from the U.S. West Coast to Hawaii, I think we got a, you know, there's a limited amount of threat. We're all right. But once you start to leave Hawaii, move towards Guam, move towards, the actual Southeast Asian and Northeast Asian countries, they become highly pressurized and under threat. An important element of this are the lines that run through what we sometimes call our compact states, or states with which you've had a traditional long-term relationship, like Palau, Solomons, Marshall Islands, and we have to work very closely with these nations to ensure that they are helping us secure that environment, that we have the proper access, the proper facilities to ensure that that U.S. Logistics, whether it's seaborne or airborne, is able to move safely and securely through that area, so that it can get to Japan, the Philippines, even Taiwan, if necessary, as well as Guam.
Do we have the time, Mark? We have about a minute here, but do we have the time? 2027 is often used as a date for the Chinese attack. Is there time to build that corridor to make sure we can resupply on day two of the war?
Short answer, yes. Look, 2027 was a time that we said if we took no exceptional action and the Chinese continue on the path they're on, they would get to the point where they could probably make an invasion a successful outcome, have a successful outcome, an invasion of Taiwan. But look, we can take action. Taiwan can take action. Japan can take action. Philippines, Australia, the compact states can all take action. And you know what, John, we have. In the United States, because of the hard work of the House and Senate Armed Services Committees and the Foreign Relations Committees, and because of the specific work of the China Select Committee, the CCP Select Committee under Representative Mike Gallagher, we've made a lot of those investments in weapon systems, in training with the authorizing training with our Taiwan partners, and working with our Japanese and Australian partners. And look, the Japanese have done a lot. The Australians have done a lot. Right. So absolutely, John, we can move that marker to the right. From 2027 to 28 to 29 to even 30 over the next 2 years. And that's because there's been a strong recognition, particularly in the halls of Congress, but throughout the U.S. government, that the United States and its allies and partners have to confront the Chinese threat.
Mark Montgomery, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.